ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। केन्टो 1 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट 16 एंड 17 Lord Krishna enters into Dwarka. Nishamaya. Just hearing. Prestam. The dear most. Ayantam.
Coming home.
Vasudeva.
Vasudeva,
the father of Krishna.
Mahamana.
The magnanimous. Akrura. And Cha Ugrasena. And Ugrasen. Charama. And Balram, the elder brother of Krishna. Cha. And Aduta. Superhuman. Vikramaha. Cross. Pradyumna. Charudeshna. Cha. Sambha. Janvati Sutta. The son of Janvati. Prahaya Sa. Extremely happy. Vega. Force. Uchasita. Being influenced. By. Sayana. Lying down. Asan. Sitting on. Bhojana. Dining. On hearing the most dear Krishna was approaching Dwarka Dham, magnificent Vasudev, Akrura, Ugrasena, Balram, the superhumanly powerful, Pradyumna, Charusena, and Sambha, the son of Jambati, all extremely happy, abandoning, resting, sitting, and dining. So in this particular verse, a lot of things is mentioned about basically most of the devotees of Dwarka or Mathura. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
So first mention is Vasudev, son of King Surasen, husband of Devaki and father of Lord Sri Krishna. He is the brother of Kunti and father of Subhadra. Subhadra was married with the cousin Arjun, and this system is still prevalent in some parts of India. Vasudeva was appointed minister of Ugrasen, and later on he married 8 daughters of Ugrasen's brother Devaka. Devaki is one of them. Kamsa was his brother-in-law, and Vasudeva accepted voluntarily imprisonment by Kamsa on mutual agreement to deliver the 8th son of Devaki. This was foiled by the will of Krishna. As maternal uncle of the Pandavas, he took active parts in the purificatory process of the Pandavas. He sent for the priest Kashyapa at the Satraganha Parvat, and he executed the functions. When Krishna appeared within the bars of Kamsa's prison house, he was transferred by Vasudev to the house of Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Krishna, at Gokul. Krishna disappeared along with Baladev prior to the disappearance of Vasudev, and Arjun, Vasudev's nephew, undertook the charge of the funeral ceremony after Vasudev's disappearance. So this is one of the devotees that is mentioned. Krishna from time to time used to go to different places to do different pastimes, and he used to go to Hastinapur quite a lot because there were his pure devotees, the Pandavas. Pandavas were also put in a situation where they were so much dependent on Krishna, and this was a way of showing to the rest of the world what is the mood of a devotee. How we should actually be dependent on Krishna. We talk about surrender. What does surrender actually mean? If you look at just before that Mahabharata, the war, the greatest war, when Arjun and Duryodhan both went to actually get help from Krishna for the fight. One side was the whole army of Krishna, one which had never been defeated before. And the other side was Krishna. And Krishna said he won't even fight. And then Arjun, being the younger of the two, was given the first opportunity to take one of the options. And Arjun took whom? Krishna. Because wherever Krishna is, that's where victory is. Arjun didn't care about the victory. All he wanted was Krishna. And this is the mood of a devotee. Everything we have belongs to Krishna. Nothing belongs to us. Even this body doesn't belong to us. Everything related to this body doesn't belong to us. Everything is being given by Krishna, so we can use it in His service. It is not only that we need Krishna. Krishna also needs us. Krishna is complete. He has all the love. But to actually love someone, you need two people. So Krishna needs us. He gives us that love, and we retain Him the same love. This is a very important point. That's why Krishna comes to this material world. He sends His pure devotees. He sends Srila Prabhupada. He comes Himself. He comes in His holy name. He comes in His books, so that we can go back and re-establish our relationship with Krishna. All Krishna wants is love. Apart from love, there is nothing else. So there are different devotees, or different types of devotees, and they have different relationship with devotees. So if you really look at here, we are talking about father of Krishna, father of Vasudev Krishna. If you look at Krishna, has many extensions. He comes as Vishnu, Vishnu form. In Vishnu form, Krishna maintains this material world. When Krishna comes to the this material world, if He does any killing or anything, He does it in His form as Vishnu. Then there is the form of Narayan, which is basically into the Vaikuntha Dham. And Krishna reciprocates with His devotees there in different ways. Everybody in Vaikuntha Dham knows Krishna is God. When you know somebody's position, we know, then there's a different type of relation. There's a respect there, there's awe and reverence there. You cannot go and hug Krishna, because there's a distance in there. So the whole of Vaikuntha Dham is basically dominated by this mood of awe and reverence. Even Lakshmi Devi sits at the lotus feet of Narayan and she worships there. So even though there is a relationship of more like husband and wife, it is still overshadowed by this great reverence. Then as you go a little bit further up, the next planet is Ayodhya Dham. That's the first place, if you go spiritually up, is where Lord has accepted His parents. Who is the father of Vishnu or Narayan? Who is the father of Narayan? He doesn't have a father. Because if you accept Him as God, that He is the greatest, then how can He have anybody greater than Him? But when you go further up in Ayodhya, He takes that role where devotees accept Him, become His father. But still there is a lot of awe and reverence, because Dasharatha knows that Lord Ram, Ram is Lord of the personal, Supreme Personality. Then you go further up, which is the next planet further up, Dwarka. So Dwarka, Mathura, Hastinapur, There is different types of relationship. There is friendship there. Arjuna is a good friend of Krishna. Vasudeva, his parents. But still, there is lot of awe and reverence because they know Krishna is God. Once Kunti Devi goes to Vrindavan, Kunti Devi is one personality who goes to Vrindavan. And this was when the Damodar Leela was actually taking place. So when she went there, she saw Krishna has done some naughty stuff as he usually does. He has broken the pots and all the, and effect the markans, and not only eat it, he basically wasted it. So Yashoda Maya wanted to teach him a lesson, and she picked up a stick, and then Krishna started to cry. So when he was crying, tears were falling, all the mascara was going on his face, and he was scared. Now this is the Supreme Personality of God. Seeing a stick in Mother Yashoda's hand, and he was scared. Kunti Devi knew, because she was from Hastinapur or from Mathura. She knew Krishna was God, and she could not believe, how can Krishna be God and be so scared of a stick in Yashoda Maya's hand? So there's different moods in different places. Nobody would, can you imagine Devaki picking a stick? She won't, because she knows Vasudeva Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there are different places there. So this is more talking about Dwarkadham. Now when you go to Vrindavandham, the mood is completely different there. Does anybody know Krishna is God? No. Everybody thinks Krishna is their best friend or their son or their lover. In all other places, everybody saves Krishna in his different forms. In Vrindavan, Krishna saves everybody. This is Premdham. There is no awe and reverence there. Very seldom little bit comes, but it disappears. When Krishna picked up the Govardhan Hill, what did everybody think? When they went and all the people went and said, I think Krishna is God, he did such a big task, who can do it? What did Vasudeva say? What did Nanda Maharaj say? How can he do that? He can't even pick my shoes. It was everybody else who were picking it up. Because as parents know, doesn't matter how old, how powerful their kids are, they're always their children. They're always dependent on them. When Krishna gets up in the morning, which is roughly around this time, it's time for him to go and take the cows. See, it's what we do, Srila Prabhupada, the program that Srila Prabhupada has given us, it's not something just ordinary. It's very specific. It's a science. When we chant this, we sing this song just before Bhagavatam, Jai Radha Madhava Kunji Bihari. What does that mean? That's the pastime that Krishna is performing at that time. When Krishna gets up in the morning, or he pretends to be sleeping, right, so he gets up, Yashoda Maya wakes him up. Now he brushes his teeth, puts him on new clothes, then he goes and milks the cow. He comes back, you know, after milking the cows, he goes and plays with his friends, mostly wrestling. Then he comes back, he gets a massage, gets a bath, dresses up, takes his prasadam, then goes to sleep. When all the friends are sleeping, Krishna gets out through the passage door and he goes and meets the gopis. Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. So where he is in? He is in the Kunjas. And these are not just ordinary songs. They are very special songs. They are very powerful and it gives an idea of what is happening at different times. So Krishna in Vrindavan is very special. Nobody knows Krishna is God there. Even from time to time, Krishna forgets himself that he is God. That's why sometimes Krishna carries other people and sometimes other people carry Krishna. And this is what Srila Prabhupada has given us. If I ask Nanmandir Prabhu, can you give me $1,000? And if you don't have it, can you give it to me? No. So what has Prabhupada has given us? What he has. Krishna says that my devotees reside in my heart. And I reside in the hearts of devotees. So when Srila Prabhupada came here, he has given us Gornita, he has given us Radha Ballava, he has given us Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. How can he give us if he doesn't? Now how do we get Krishna? How much do we know about Krishna? Hardly anything. We might think we know, but what we know is almost nothing. But then how do we get to Krishna? Let's have a two-way conversation rather than only one way. So how do we get to Krishna? How do we get Krishna? Right. And is there anyone whom we know that has Krishna? Srila Prabhupada. So do whatever Prabhupada has told us to do. And if you make Prabhupada happy, then Krishna is happy. That's why they say worship of Krishna's devotees is more powerful than worshipping Krishna themselves. And what Prabhupada has done, how merciful he is. He is even more merciful than Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he distributed his love, mostly in India region. What Prabhupada has done, has actually gave the same love to the rest of the world where the people are most fallen. If it wasn't for him, I don't know what we'll be doing. You can make advancement just by appreciation. Krishna consciousness is very difficult to follow, but it's also very easy. It's just the mood. Appreciating devotees. Who is a senior devotee? Who is a junior devotee? Who is a senior devotee? When we look at somebody in this particular body and we say he is more senior than somebody who has come to the temple for the first time? Can that be the case? Yes? It could be also that because we are not this body. You might have done 50% in your last life and I am only on 5%. I have been in this movement for 20 years and you have just come in the temple for the first time. Who is more senior? So the best way to actually approach this is to accept everybody is more senior than you are. Be more humble. And that's what Krishna wants, you know, that's what Krishna likes. Ugrasen, one of the powerful king of the Vishnu dynasty and cousins of Maharaj Kunti Bhoj, his other name is Ahuka. His minister was Vasudev and his son was the powerful Kamsa. This Kamsa imprisoned his father and became the king of Mathura. By the grace of Lord Krishna and his brother Lord Baladev, Kamsa was killed and Ugrasen was reinstated on the throne. When Shalva attacked the city of Dwarka, Ugrasen fought very valiantly and repulsed the enemy. Ugrasen inquired from Naraji about the divinity of Lord Krishna. When the Yadu dynasty was to be vanquished, Ugrasena was enthused with the iron lump produced from the womb of Samba. He cut the iron lump into pieces and then passed it and mixed it up with sea water on the coast of Dwarka. After this, he ordered complete prohibition within the city of Dwarka and the kingdom. He got salvation after his death. So these are different devotees of Krishna, and actually they have different moods. This is more like a grandfather. Baladev is Krishna's brother, and he's a different mood there. Baladev is the son of Vasudev by his wife Rohini. He is also known as Rohini Nandan, the beloved son of Rohini. He was also entrusted to Nanda Maharaj along with his mother Rohini when Vasudev embraced imprisonment by mutual agreement with Kamsa. So Nanda Maharaj is also the foster father of Baladev along with Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is whose son? Devaki's or Yashoda Maya's? Both. Right. Actually, a lot of people, when most of the time, for the general public, it said that he is Devaki Nanda. But Krishna took birth simultaneously from Yashoda Maya and Devaki at the same time. And when Vasudev Krishna was taken to Vrindavan, they actually merged. And then, when it was time to leave, then Vasudev Krishna left and came to Mathura, not Yashodananda. Otherwise, the devotees of in Vrindavan wouldn't have been able to survive. Their whole life was dependent on Krishna. What is true love? We talk about love, the different levels of love. And as you go up, further up, love becomes pure, more pure. Love is when we don't have any desire for your own sense gratification. You do everything possible for the beloved. And this is the quality you find of the highest degree in Braj. Everybody is there just to please Krishna. They do not have any selfish desire. And of all of them, the greatest devotee is Radharani. When Uddhava goes to Vrindavan and he is coming back, so he wants, says, ask the gopis, do you have any messages? And Radharani says, we love to see Krishna back. But only ask him to come if he wants to come back. If by coming back, it will make him unhappy, that will be the worst situation for us. So even though they can't live without Krishna, they still don't want to actually help Krishna unless it pleases Krishna. And this is the quality of the devotees. And that's the mood we have to develop. Be selfish, you know, just. Not be unselfish. We are too selfish, you know. I'm not sure about you guys, at least I'm selfish. But we have to actually build it. This is the beauty about these devotees. You can read about them, you can listen about them, and you can associate with them. How do you associate with devotees? How can we associate with Pradyumna or Baladev? You can physically associate with them when you are there, but if they're not there, then you can read about them. You can follow the instructions. Somebody was telling me the other day, and they have been listening lectures of Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and then they had a nice dream about it. And that's the way he reciprocates. Pure devotees are not ordinary people. They are pure. They can the medium of this material world is not, they are not bound by that. I know most of you would have had some nice dreams where somebody, senior devotee or Krishna, they come and it's not like in any other dream. It's so enlightening. So how do we make spiritual advancement? Do what Prabhupada has asked us to do. What pleases Prabhupada most? What do you think pleases Prabhupada most?
Together.
Work together. To work together. To love each and every one of them. To treat everybody as a family. When somebody comes here, you know, they are not ordinary people. Anybody who comes, even though they come for the first time, they are not ordinary people. They are guests of Krishna. They have been invited here by Krishna. Otherwise they cannot come. We are the host. We should look after them. Give them nice prasadam. It's not that we should get the best prasadam and then give them whatever is left. No. That's not the mood. How did Prabhupada save everybody? Why was Srila Prabhupada so successful? He cooked. And then he served. And then he bought everybody by his love. And then they dedicated their whole life to the Lord. We are not here just for ourselves. This movement is special. This is a preaching movement. Give Krishna's prasadam, distribute his books, read his books, try to understand, be a nice devotee, give other people your association, and most importantly, live nicely together, respect everybody. We are all Krishna's children. Whether you are in the form of a tree, you've got a body of a tree now, or you are in a human body or a demigod body, at the end of the day, you take all the material covering out, we are pure spirit souls. We have our fixed place there. We have got a spiritual body. We have just left that dham and we have come here. And all we have to do is re-establish that relationship and go back. Just because of our desire to be, not follow our true self, or we had some other desire, Krishna has, out of his causeless love, he has agreed to fulfill our desire. Just like a father, he might have children and they want something which the father knows is not the right thing to do, but out of his love he said, okay, go and do it. And as parents, if you have, you know, you'd understand this. As children, you'd know you got away with something that was not right because out of your love, or the way you approached it, or when you approached it, your parents gave it to you. One thing we do not realize, or it's not something easy to realize, is there is no difference between Krishna and our Balabhadra. In this book it says how these great devotees of Krishna got up, left everything, they were dining, they got up there, they were resting, they got up there just as soon as they heard Krishna was there, was coming. Our Krishna is here, our Radharani is there, our Radha Ballabha is there. Do we get up in the morning and we know it's time for Mangal Aarti and let's go and see the deities with the same enthusiasm? What's the difference? There's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. Do we change his name with same sincerity? I was just thinking, you know, that Maha Mantra, what's the difference between that and the deities? As a matter of fact, this is more merciful than the deities. Because to see the deities, you have to come to the temple. While you can chant the mantra anytime. This is the power of Krishna's name. So we have to purify our heart. In this Kali Yuga, it's a very easy way. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the more we chant, the more sincerely we chant, we pray to Prabhupada. Who gave you this mantra? Your Guru Maharaj. Before you chant, you pray to your Guru Maharaj, pray to your spiritual master, please, please give me whatever you have in your heart, give me a drop of whatever you have in your heart. So our heart also could be purified. Then, Krishna, rather than being in his Paramatma form in your heart, he can recite as Vrajanandan in your heart, or whichever form of the Lord you worship. Then you can see him there, you can relate to him. Prabhupada has given us everything, we don't need to go anywhere. Just chant. Chant sincerely, pray to Harinam Prabhu. Please, help me chant your name purely. What a movement. You come. You have nice darshan of the deities. You dance, you sing, and you take prasadam. This is the movement of Prabhupada. Eat, dance, sing, and feed others. We might think that we do stuff. We do this service, we have done that service, I made this devotee, I made that devotee. What have we done? I know I cook this feast, people think I cook this feast, but it's the truth. I know what's happening, I don't do anything there. Somehow or the other, people come, help, things get put together and everything comes okay. And if you really think, there's no way we can do all these things. He does everything. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Advaita Acharya's Prabhu and Advaita Acharya had cooked a nice meal. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the prasadam and he said, "This is so nice, it is so tasty. Who cooked this?" What did Advaita Acharya say? "Whoever is eating is the one who cooked it. You cooked it, you eat." In other words, he does everything. It might look like we do it. Just before the Mahabharata, when Arjuna actually saw the Virat form of Krishna, what did he see? He saw that everybody was killed and already was entering the body of the Virat form. So if you really think of it, everybody was killed. And then Krishna gave all the credits to Arjuna and it looked like Arjuna had actually killed. And this is the greatness of Krishna. Krishna wants to always glorify his devotees and the devotees always wants to glorify Krishna. So there's always a competition going on. Few of the other devotees that are mentioned here are Akrura, the commander of chief of Vishnu dynasty and great devotee of Lord Krishna. Akrura attained success in devotional service to the Lord by one of a single process of offering prayers. He was the husband of Sutani, daughter of Ahuka. He supported Arjun when Arjun took Subhadra forcefully by the will of Krishna. Both Krishna and Akrura went to see Arjun after his successful kidnapping of Subhadra. Both of them presented dowries to Krishna after this incident. Akrura was present also when Abhimanyu, the son of Subhadra, was married with Uttra, mother of Maharaj Parikshit. The father of Akrura was not on good terms with Akrura, but both of them were devotees of the Lord. If you look at it, they are different. Then there is Pradyumna, who is actually incarnation of Kamdev, or according to others, incarnation of Anant Kumar, born as the son of personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna and Lakshmi Devi Srimati Rukmani, the principal queen at Dwarka. Samba, one of the great heroes of the Yadu dynasty and the son of Lord Sri Krishna by his wife Jambati. So these are all the residents of Dwarka. And if you like Dwarka Dham, if you like the opulence of Dwarka Dham, then you worship one of these devotees. As Mataji said, that if you want something, a particular mood, then you have to approach somebody who already has a devotee of Krishna. So if you are in that mood that you want to be friends with Krishna, you want to go and look after, play with Krishna, you know, as a cowherd boy, then you have to approach one of his cowherd boy friends and get their mercy to actually get to that position. If you want to be perform Ras Leela with Krishna, then you have to find Lalita or Vishakha who are doing that. But what does our movement, if you look at the parampara, our parampara mostly starts up with the six Goswamis. Who are the six Goswamis? What is their relationship in the spiritual world? Manjaris. Who are Manjaris? If you look at our whole parampara, is Manjari. Manjaris are the young maid servant of Radharani. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Kamala Manjari, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master. Who was he? Naina Manjari. Does that mean that if you have another mood, if you want to be Krishna's friend, can we not be part of this movement now? Because if you have something, if I have $1,000, if somebody wants $10, I can give you $10. These are the greatest devotees of Krishna. Even the friends of Lalita, Vishakha, even though they are so close with Radharani, they still have a desire to actually enjoy Krishna. But these Manjaris, they don't have any desire. They only want to save Radha and let Krishna and Radha be together. And that's what our movement is. What I'm trying to convey the message is, we are not in a ordinary movement. We are in a very special place. We can get anything we want. Our inheritance is so great, we can't even understand it. The love of this treasure house has been opened. It's how much you want. Don't let yourself down by just accepting a little bit. Prabhupada has given us everything. The choice is yours. How much you want. Nam Namakari Bahuda Nishav Sakti. We chant this every day. Krishna has invested all his potencies in these names. Just chant this name. Just be sincere. Save the devotees. And if we don't do, if we do everything, don't do this thing, do not offend devotees. How do you know who is a devotee, is not a devotee? Treat everybody as a devotee. That way you won't go wrong. Take any comments, questions?
When I'm describing how we sing Jayaramana, Krishna's getting up early, but then he takes another nap, and then he runs away, and then we sing.
Krishna goes to bed at 2 in the morning. If you read the Astakal Leela, you'll see that Krishna actually goes to bed in 2 morning. And what time he gets up? When do the pujaris wake the deities up in the morning? It's actually 3:36. That's when they try to wake Krishna. He's in one of the kinjas after he performs the Ras Leela. Then all the gopis sing and do Mangalarti, and that's when we are doing Mangalarti here. Then just before 6 o'clock, Krishna leaves the Ras Leela Dham and then comes and sneaks into his bed and pretends to sleep. 6 o'clock, Yashoda Maya goes and tries to wake him up. And how can you wake up somebody who is pretending to sleep? That's a big problem. And then finally he wakes up and he's tired. He has all kumkum and everything on his body from all the gopis. Yashoda Maya looks at him and says, "What's going on here?" Now sees Madha, so she thinks, you know, they did not give him a nice bath yesterday. This is all the dye from the Govardhan Hill. Then he wakes up and then sends Rohini Maya to actually go and get some nice drink to give Krishna some energy. Then he sits down, brushes his teeth with, you know, and then he goes and milks the cow. Because he's not God there, you know, nobody knows he's God, so he has to do his job, he has to do his duty. So after he does that, then he goes and plays like every old little kid. Then he comes, has a massage, takes a bath, takes his meal with Nanda Maharaj, and then he goes to sleep. So when everybody is sleeping, he sneaks out and he spends time with the gopis. And then he comes back and they wake up and then he goes to the field to look after the cows. So this is one of the, that's the first, second part of the Leela. First actually starts at 6 in the morning to 8:36 he goes, takes the cow, and then at 10:48 or something, then he goes and meets the gopis at Radha Kund, and in the afternoon he comes back. So if you really look at it, Krishna's whole day is divided into 8 parts. And each of those parts he spends with different devotees. And when Krishna is with one set of devotees, the other devotees are missing him. They want to be with him. And why is Giriraj, in my opinion, he has many reasons why he is one of the greatest devotees. But the way I see is, he was one devotee who brought all the devotees together. Underneath him. So when Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill, all the devotees came and were with Krishna, and they could actually see him, enjoy him, because everybody was looking at Krishna. Nobody was worried, you know, what's going on. And this is, and we have got Giriraj there. How special is Giriraj? Just think of this. Srila Prabhupada, when he was about to leave his body, where was he? Where did Srila Prabhupada left his body? At Krishna Balaram Mandir, right? At Raman Reti. This is in Vrindavan. But where did he want to go? Govardhan. This is This is special, you know. Any other comments or questions, corrections? Thik. Shri Gaurinitai ki jai, Shri Radha Ballabha ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.